So this is a poem in process, and I've never read it before. It's called DJ Frogs. It's a little bit about the kind of music that came just before hip-hop and a little bit about a swamp. We stand in a vernal marsh surrounded by spring peepers, so loud I feel like a tuning fork vibrating. Half moon rises over trees, sending shadows across water in a complexity of light reflections of opaque grasses, skunk cabbage, violet, indigo, streaming into saturation like blowing sand. Why don't we enjoy night more often? Then density of spring peepers, bullfrogs, crickets, cicadas rounds the corner of my hearing. Where rhythm should be, there's space around an expected beat I don't hear. My pulse falls through subtracted space. It's not a communication breakdown or break in feeling. It's abstract. Frog systems communicate para-acoustically from the future, grabbing the potential beat silence, then materializing it when it returns from far off in light years. High-frequency animal noise is presence, a discontinuity of hearing and future alternating across gaps as variations in cone purples, formerly thought of as gradual from tadpole or imago. Wind, heartbeat, object falling into water, perceptions merge with the surface. Holding his hand near my face, its warmth like infrared, a TV screen on two tiny frogs with shining eyes. Any event has this thickness, its other dimensions. Where dark sky fills with breezes, currents, clouds, dust particles, and so forth, a parallel vault moves as, say, clouds merge and fuse to form our psychological climate, a growth medium. The way creativity in a dream can rummage through nights in the future for data. Spaces fuse. Skin takes on crickets, tree frogs, owls. Oh, owls take on polyrhythms, magic, and its overlap. I like listening to night creatures and trying to bring elements into a composition in which any sound can be used by the breakbeat for anything. Unrelated cross rhythms, refract cricket creaks and peeper croaks into a maze on mirror surfaces. Amplification of wind and leaves expands harmony into shimmering surface intermittence. How does music assimilate in my body, inducing tiny muscles at the base of my hair to contract, alter consciousness? Besides translating inner images into a painting, for example, we consciously translate inaudible sounds into images. Or a spring peeper translates its multi-dimensions orally. What sounds like a million frogs is a young mother and her twin girls, flute and voices, casting across rustling leaves, a dimension not in time, but intensities, like all the dark, like light in all the dark places of inner listening. There are symbols and characters within listening. There is exchange. The experience is real or non-real. It's the same thread through. Frogs give to myth a dimension of real energy as blocks of matter weaving the rhythm of the thread through. The universe, the universal according to stars, is transposed. We grow reflective after trying to distinguish these sounds. We discern our romance in night sonorities, turning to myth. A swamp becomes a wish machine, a belt of transmission between our dreams, a way of spatializing the growing feelings of alterity surrounding us in a light of rotting vegetation in richness. Thank you.